Om Shanti. This is the Avyaktam Murli of 3rd February 2006, Power of Thought series. The state that the father likes is that of complete purity. The foundation of this Brahmin birth is complete purity. Do you know the depth of complete purity? Do you know the depth of complete purity? There should not be the slightest name or trace of impurity in your thoughts or your dreams. According to the closeness of time nowadays, Bab Dada is repeatedly drawing your attention to the fact that in terms of complete purity, waste thoughts too are not complete purity. So check. Do I have waste thoughts? Check that no type of thoughts are distancing you from perfection. The more you continue to move forward in your efforts, check that wasteful thoughts are not wasting your time in a royal way. Do arrogance and insult attack you in the royal way in the form of waste thoughts? If out of arrogance anyone considers his speciality, which is godly gift, to be his speciality, then the arrogance, ahankar of that speciality brings him down. It becomes an obstacle, and the arrogance that comes in this subtle form, which you know about, is that there is a consciousness of mine. There should be my name, my prestige. This consciousness of mine takes on the form of arrogance. These waste thoughts distance you from perfection, because Bab Dada wants you to stay in your self-respect, not to have any arrogance or disregard. These are the reasons for waste thoughts coming. So this is the Avyakta Murli of 2006. Baba is telling, do you know which stage father likes? Father likes the stage of complete purity. The foundation of this Brahmin birth is complete purity. Do you know the depth of complete purity? Baba is asking the question. Here, according to the closeness of the time, even to have waste thoughts, even to have ordinary thoughts, not to speak of negative, not to speak of vicious thoughts, but even the presence, even the entry, even this advent of waste thoughts in the mind is an indication of impurity. We have to reach the stage of perfection. The stage of perfection is the stage of complete, absolute purity. That is the goal. So this journey of purity begins from brahmacharya, from celibacy. And gradually, as you progress ahead, it is not just confined to brahmacharya. It is not just confined to one vice. But it doesn't mean only lust. But gradually, you overcome anger. Gradually, you overcome those desires, you overcome greed, attachment, avarice, you gradually overcome ego, and then gradually all sort of other things like waste, what is the quality of thoughts. So, it is actually the entire Brahmin life is the journey of complete purity. We are all progressing towards that goal of, we are all inching towards that complete purity. And our understanding of purity increases as we progress. What was our understanding of purity when we came in Gyan? It was little different. After 5 years, it is different. After 10 years, it is furthermore. After 20 years, when you had all experiences of everything, probably now the definition has changed. After 50 years, maybe it will change totally. So as you progress towards purity, your definition changes. What is the definition of purity for Dadi Janki is entirely different. What is the definition of purity for a newcomer or a novice who has just come is entirely different. So, purity is a journey. Purity is a journey. And in this journey of purity, you will come across many sightseeings. In this journey of purity, you will encounter many, 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 many obstacles of impurity. So now, first of all, there are some obstacles which you know only by your own experiences. You have read about it, you have heard about it, somebody has told you, but still, unless and until you pass through that obstacle, you never understand what is absolute, complete purity. You have to understand so many impurities also in this journey of purity. Because Baba has talked about impurities in a very, just Baba has given big statements. You should not have this, you should not have that. But I have seen that unless and until a Brahmin soul understands the depth of even those obstacles, he cannot attain this goal of complete purity. Recently, in many of the different classes, we discussed about 21 different types of purity. First, about thoughts. Second, about words. Third, about actions. Fourth, about relations and connections. Fifth, about behavior. These are the five. First five. What are my thoughts? What are my words? If the words are meant to belittle somebody, are meant to harm, not exactly harm, but even to put him on a lower pedestal, or even if you are just trying to show off that he is at a lower rung of spirituality and you are at a higher rung of spirituality, even such words, derogatory statements, not to speak about the hate speeches, but all such statements where you are in fact indirectly showing off holier than thou attitude. I am holier than you. This attitude. That is impurity. The first is about thoughts. Second is about words. Third is about actions. Fourth is about connections and relationships. Whatever connections I have with people, how much detached I am in those connections and relationships. Or it's that every Tom, Dick and Harry comes and disturbs me and goes away. Have I kept my remote control in the purse and pockets of others? That if they want, they press the button and I am unhappy. If they want, they press the button, I am happy. My happiness and my unhappiness is absolutely at the mercy of somebody else. Is that my stage? If that is there, if it is so, then I am somewhere is lacking in my purity. This is also a sign of impurity. Fourth is behavior. How is my behavior? How much rude I am? How much do I am directly am saying something or doing something that is hurting others? There is a book called Alice in Wonderland where there is an incident. Lewis Carroll has written the book where the Alice goes to a tea party and in the course of the conversation, suddenly March Hare, who is silent, suddenly asks Alice, "Your hairs are so long. Your hair are so long." She said, "You are so rude to make personal remark about me." Alice says, "You are very rude. You should never make such personal remark." There's one more incident where Alice says, "Oh, is it so? I didn't know." So the March Hatter says, "If you didn't know, why did you speak? If you don't know, why did you speak? You should not." Again at another place she says, "Oh, I didn't think about it." If you did not think, why did you speak? Behavior. The party is going on, only two people are there in the party, March Hare and Mad Hatter, and there are a lot of empty chairs. So Alice comes. The moment she comes, they say, "No chair, no chair, no chair, please don't come." She says, "There are so many chairs, I can sit." And she comes and sits. He says, "It is very unfair that you are coming uninvited and sitting." But she says, "I can see so many chairs are there, but it is unfair." But then she said, "But you also called my hair are so big. That is also rude on your part." Behavior. This is all about behavior I am talking about. So, behavior. These are the five. Then two. Body. And wealth. Tan and dhan. Purity of body and purity of wealth. What sources I am earning money? How the wealth is coming? Am I exploiting others? Am I milking others? What is the way? Is it white or black? How it is coming? Check the money. Body. This body is not for indulgence. This body is for tapasya. But I am indulging in sensual pleasures. How can great tapasya happen? Recently in a Murli Baba has said, even if you have to burn candles the whole night and whole day, even if you have to give up food, even if you have to die, engross yourself, put yourself entirely into this study, throw yourself into this study. That's what is Sakar Murli's statement recently. So, what is this body for? It's not for frivolities of life. It's not for indulgence. It's not for the bestial and the sensual pleasures of the world. It is for the very higher purpose. If we are indulging in all that, whole day thinking about food, food and food and food and food. Now breakfast, this. Now what to eat in the lunch? What to eat in dinner? The whole mind is revolving around food. As if food is the only center point of our life. We became Brahmin as if only for food. Only food, 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 food. There are three types of people who stay. The lower three chakras of the body, they say. One is about food. Another is about sensuality. And another is power, satta. Three people, three types of personality. First type of personality, only sensual world. Second type of, only food. Third type of personality, power, to dominate others. Politics. Only these. Unless and until you rise above all these three, you cannot reach this anahat chakra. This is the little higher. You think about world, social service. Even higher than that is Vishuddha chakra, is religion. Even higher than that is Agya chakra. You are thinking about spirituality, and the culmination of that spirituality is Sahasrara. So some such seven chakras are given. Lower three chakras, three type of personality operating at a lower level. Manipur, Muladhar chakra, Swadhisthan chakra, and Manipur chakra. Three type of personality. Food, sensuality, and power. Domination. That's it. You have to rise above all of these things. So, body and wealth. Next two are intellect and buddhi and sanskar. Intellect has to be very pure. What you are imbibing in your intellect? And sanskar, what sort of sanskar you have created out of repeated activities? These are the plus two. Then plus four, what are your drishti, vritti, drishtikon and swapna? Attitude or habits. These are the further four types of purity. Then further four. What are your bhav, bhavana, feelings, emotions? What are your memories, smriti? What is your imagination? And what are your dreams? These are the further four types of purity. All the fours should become very pure. Feelings pure, imagination pure, memories pure. If you have impure memories of the past and they keep on assailing you, right now everything is good, but all of a sudden, like a ghost from the tomb and the child from the womb, that memory comes and you are fallen down. So you need to work on that memory. What is that memory? That vicious memory. It is stored somewhere in the subconscious mind. Bring it out and destroy it. Neutralize it. See it. Work on it. Unless and until it will not go. So these are the further four types of purity. Then next four are listening. What you are listening, what you are hearing. Is it pure? Other is what you are eating. Other is what you are touching and what you are writing. These are further four. So these are 21 different types of purity. 5 plus 2 plus 2 plus 4 plus 4 plus 4. We have talked about this in many of the Hindi classes. So Baba is saying here, Baba wants you to become completely pure, means to be pure in all these 21 things. Everything should become pure. Imagination, memories, feelings and emotions. That day I was talking about two platforms. We work on two platforms. One is the platform of vichar, thought. Another is the platform of feelings. Our feelings become impure. Thoughts are very good. Thoughts are, we are filled with the Srimad and so many good thoughts are with us. But our feelings are impure about those people who do not listen to us, who hurt us, who do not obey us. Look at your karma kshetra, look at your field of action. That is where only 6 of us, 18 hours one person is doing tapasya, 18 hours one person is churning knowledge, discussing knowledge, doing everything about knowledge, coming to Madhuban, sitting in Baba's room, doing meditation and everything, and just 4 hours or 6 hours of work and your sthiti is decimated, totally destroyed. Why? Probably it is not that you are not having good thoughts. Thoughts are there, very elevated thoughts. But feelings are impure. Because so many people we come in contact and our feelings become negative for them. Just check. Let's suppose this is the place you work and there are 50 people in that place with whom you come in contact. 50 or 10 or 20, whatever. Just look and check for each of that person. You will come to know that I had negative feeling for this person. At least 20 people will come out for which you develop negative thoughts. Very, very subtle. For example, in our OPD, many times patient come and they don't bring their records. Suddenly we become negative for them. For a second, fraction of second. Though we want to treat them, we want to do everything good for them, but we become negative. If suppose somebody comes, there are many times it happens that people come to us and we advise them admission. We write everything. And within 1 hour, they come back and they say we want discharge. So why in the first place you wanted us to admit you? So immediately we become negative there. I have seen this subtle self-checking and I have come across that there are almost so many conditions where we feel negative. Suppose I have told somebody to do somebody, some work. That person has not done. Suddenly a negative thought arises for that purpose, that person. It means our stock of good wishes and pure feeling is so low. It is just an empty jargon and only speeches, rhetoric. But in the action it is not coming. The moment somebody hurts you, the moment somebody says against something you, the moment you are criticized, the moment you are opposed, the moment somebody has spoken against you, somebody has cast aspersions on you, somebody has leveled false charges against you, you immediately become negative. Immediately within a fraction of a second. So even at that moment, it is not that I am forgetting Srimat. I know Srimat, I have elevated thoughts, but my feelings are becoming impure. So I need to work not on thoughts anymore. Because if you analyze the psychology, you will come to know that it is with feelings that you come in contact with people, not with thoughts. You are not thinking at that moment. It is whatever feelings you have, automatically, suppose I have very good feeling for this person, Kamlesh. So I am not thinking what I am going to speak when I meet him. Yes. But yes, if I have negative feelings for him, I will plan little. Once I meet him, I will say him this thing, tit for tat, because he had said like this to me in the past. So let me also speak something against him. If he answers, ask this, I will answer this way. If he sends me this message, I will send that message. I have some planning about negativity. But for positivity, I don't have planning. I have all the good wishes for him, all the positive feelings for him. The moment I come in contact, I talk with him and I forget. And I go ahead. Because whatever that transpired between two of us is positive. So it is not thoughts. And we have been working on thoughts for such a long period of time. Now we need to work on bhav and bhavana. Feelings, emotions. Let's work only on this. Sitting in Baba's room, just check only one thing. Emerge all the souls who are around you. You don't have to think. So first, if you do this self-checking, you will come across that in my 6 hours or 10 hours of duty of my job, I have almost 20 negative feelings about people. And with those 20 negative feelings, I forget that. And then I come in the evening, I do yoga. In the morning, I do Amrit Vela. I come in the class and I have all the gyan churning. I give classes. I listen classes. I do everything. But those feelings, I am not working on them. I need to work only on feelings. That is what is. When the feelings are purified, checking of feelings and purification of feeling. Vritti is little different. Vritti are more related to thoughts. Feelings are different. Jazbat, feelings, bhav, bhavana. We have to focus, zero in on only on feelings. Let us only check feelings. What feelings I have? Positive, negative, what? And you will come back across, you will be aghast to see that everything negative I have for everybody. So how can I have positive words with him? Positive behavior with that person? Because my feelings are so much clouded, so much murky, dirty feelings I have. And I am not aware of them actually. Because they come and they vanish. And then I am busy again in my Amrit Vela, in my Gyan Yoga. And I have no thought of those feelings. But those feelings are there. So, the entire focus of this life should be on checking of feelings, correction of feelings, purifications of feelings. Om Shanti.